18 days to go. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and one of the midterm elections getting a lot of attention with polls tightening is in Pennsylvania.
All of a sudden, over the last few weeks, more and more Pennsylvanians are doing their homework, smart people, and I trust them to make the right choice, and they're realizing who he is and what we stand for.
That's Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz at a Fox Hannity town hall, labeling his Democratic Senate opponent John Fetterman as an extremist on the left. President Biden will go to Philadelphia to campaign with Fetterman today.
Now, this comes as Fetterman's team is aiming to put concerns to rest after he suffered a major stroke earlier this year. His doctor saying, quote, Fetterman is recovering well and his health has continued to improve. He has no work restrictions and can work full duty in public office.
That's Fox's Brooks Singman. Now that doctor's coming to question. He gave Fetterman a $500 primary campaign donation. President Biden's tapping deeper into the U.S. strategic oil reserve, trying to lower gas prices as he also eyes the switch to electric cars, his administration giving nearly $3 billion to companies manufacturing batteries.
Demand for critical materials is set to skyrocket by 400 to 600% over the next several decades.
Now to two Trump legal issues. The former president sat for a deposition with lawyers for E. Jean Carroll, the author who filed a defamation lawsuit after then-President Trump in 2019 called her allegations he raped her in the 1990s a lie and that she's not his type. In federal court, a judge ordered Trump emails with attorney John Eastman be given to the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riots.
The judge wrote the emails show that President Trump knew that the specific numbers of voter fraud were wrong, but continued to publicly refer to those numbers. The judge cited an email warning from Eastman that said the number was wrong when Trump said Fulton County, Georgia had improperly counted more than 10,000 votes. Trump, under oath, verified that complaint was true.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Benjamin Cole only has about 4 hours left to live. He's set to get a lethal injection this morning in Oklahoma for murdering his 9-month-old daughter in 2002 to stop her from crying, which was interrupting his video game playing. The Supreme Court rejected late appeals that Cole's attorneys claim he's mentally ill, not competent to be executed. In Wisconsin, the trial continues for an alleged killer accused of driving into a Christmas parade crowd last year in Waukesha, leaving 6 people dead, dozens injured.
A vehicle inspection expert testified nothing would have prohibited the car suspect Daryl Brooks was driving from stopping if the brakes had been applied. And a crime lab analyst said he found DNA from Brooks and his ex-girlfriend on the steering wheel. Judge Jennifer Doro repeatedly admonished Brooks, listing off his eye rolls, noises, and commentary, recording the times each disruption was made Wednesday.
I'm a grown man with grown kids. Nobody, ain't nobody gonna talk to me like that. Nobody. I don't have a problem with doing what you ask me to do, not tell me.
Brooks, who's representing himself, objected to much of the prosecution's case, delaying proceedings. He's facing more than 70 charges, including 6 for intentional homicide. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now rising ahead of today's trading. In the baseball playoffs,
San Diego rallied from a 4-run deficit to defeat the Philadelphia Phillies 8-5. The National League Championship Series is tied at 1-game all. The Padres scored 8 unanswered runs. Brandon Drury and Josh Bell hit back-to-back homers. In the second inning, Drury added a 2-run single as part of a 5-run fifth. Houston defeated the New York Yankees 4-2 in the ALCS opener. Yuli Gurriel and Chaz McCormick both homered in the sixth inning off Yankee reliever Clark Schmidt. For McCormick, it was his first career postseason home run. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Now in the playoffs today, it's game two between the Yankees and Astros in Houston, a day off in the National League. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.